The Speech Resource Company presents Historic Moments in Speech.
I'm Robert Wickstrom with another chapter of Historic Moments in Speech. In this chapter, we explore the time leading up to and the subsequent years of the John F. Kennedy presidency. Born on May 29, 1917 in Brookline, Massachusetts, John, known as Jack, was the second of nine children. He was born into one of America's wealthiest families. His parents, Joseph and Rose, came from two of Boston's most prominent Irish Catholic political families. Jack attended elite private schools and spent summers in Hyannisport on Cape Cod. His father, Joe, was a hugely successful businessman and an early supporter of Franklin D. Roosevelt. He was appointed by FDR to chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission in 1934, followed by an appointment to U.S. Ambassador to Great Britain in 1937. Jack traveled with his father and wrote his senior thesis about Britain's unpreparedness for war, which was later published as an acclaimed book, Why England Slept. Jack went on to join the Navy, and while serving as a naval commander of a patrol torpedo boat in the South Pacific, a Japanese destroyer struck his craft, the PT-109. Kennedy helped some of his marooned crew back to safety and was awarded the Navy and Marine Corps Medal for Heroism. After leaving the Navy, Jack was back in Boston preparing for a run for Congress in 1946. Backed by his father's fortune, Kennedy won the seat and at the age of 29 entered the 80th Congress in January of 1947. He went on to win re-election in 1948 and again in 1950. Then, in 52, he ran successfully for the Senate, defeating the popular Republican incumbent Henry Cabot Lodge. Soon after entering the Senate, Kennedy married the beautiful socialite and journalist Jacqueline Lee Bouvier. After nearly earning his party's nomination for vice president under Adlai Stevenson in 1956, John F. Kennedy announced his candidacy for president on this day, Saturday, January 2nd, 1960.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for coming, and I'll read this statement, which is for immediate release. I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States. The presidency is the most powerful office in the free world. Through its leadership can come a more vital life for all of our people. In it are centered the hope.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?